I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing Go Close the Windows, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, which is part of a Stewarding Life series entitled A Steward Recognizes Their Role, from Luke chapter 19, verses 12 through 24.
From the windows of heaven, all of glory could see. The crowd slowly gathering at Mount Calvary. Father, please stop them. The angels all cried, but as Jesus was dying, they heard God reply, go close the window. Heaven's windows flew open with each cry from the cross. But when God turned away, it seemed all hope was lost. What a glorious victory! He had won on that day, but as Jesus was dying, they heard God say, go close the window. Pull down the shade. And I will look when it's over, and the debt has been paid. But I just can't bear to see what the world's gonna do. No closed windows till the soldiers are through. Till the soldiers are through.
Let me say this about that. The dude did not succeed in getting anything. For $30, he probably spent about 3 or 4 years in jail. Amen. But I'm going to tell you right now, folks, what you got belongs to God. And if you haven't learned the victory in tithing, you're living beneath a bar. Amen. Amen, Pastor. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. Amen. Ask the Lord to help you to live and to lead by grace. Second thing, these next two are short and sweet, okay? You're going to just go downstairs and eat some. I'm saving you time. You don't have to go find a restaurant. You don't have to sit down and wait for the server to bring it to. So, I mean, I'm going to take a little bit extra of your time this morning because this is that important. The responsibility of the steward. Jesus said, what occupy till I come? Occupy. Jesus is saying, while he is away, get things done for his kingdom. Stop struggling and just showing up, or sometimes you don't even show up. Some of you used to be faithful to the house of God. Where you been? What are you doing? Get back in church. Get back in the Word. Get back on the firing line. A true faith in Jesus will not allow us today to be idle. Stop using the excuses that you've got. We must remain faithful. Not only that, but we must also resist the forces that come against us. Satan will oppose you. Vehemently, he will come against you. He's come against me over the last several weeks. Sunday night, I've been preaching on the winning side. On Wednesday night, I've been teaching on victory, the victorious Christian life. Over the last, over how many Sundays since first of the year, I've been in the book of Genesis. All things that are heavy and are sent from God. And folks, I'm going to tell you right now, the devil doesn't like it. So he has come against me in every area, but I know in whom I have believed and able that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him. Thank God today I got a God on my side that Satan today has already been defeated by. Amen. So today, if you desire to live for Jesus, not everyone's going to be for you today. But not everyone stands for Jesus today anyway, do they? 1 John 3:13 says, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We must remain in a position that we resist all the forces of hell and that we're remaining faithful unto the work of the Lord. We must also report to the Lord. As I told you about a moment ago, the spiritual Christian must be responsible. Be responsible for what God's put in your path. One day we will stand before Jesus Christ. And what will he say to you? He said in the book of 1 Corinthians 4:2, it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful, or a woman, or any Christian. What are you doing with what God has entrusted into your hands? The world asks, what does a man own? God asks, how does he use it? What are you using for the kingdom? And investments will come into an account with God. God wants us to steward wisely the blessings that he has given us, to use those correctly for his kingdom. Learn to take the blessing of God and steward them as you wait upon the Lord. And we will stand before the Lord for our own eternal investments. Jesus said this, lay not for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doth corrupt. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. Amen. Now, friend, let me tell you something today. Listen. The third point, and I'm through. Don't forget, it's your responsibility to steward correctly. And the third point is the reward of the steward. It has been faithful and placed God's kingdom into your life. God has been faithful to do that. And one day, we will rule and reign with Him. And your ruling and reigning with Him will be basically determined by how you have stewarded the responsibilities that God has placed in your life. Of much that is given, much is required. So if you honor God, He will remember you and what you have done for His kingdom. You need to learn to honor God in all areas of your life. Just not your finances. See, I contend today, if God will get your heart, the rest comes with it. So you cannot outgive God. You will be blessed for your fruitfulness and your faithfulness. And when we steward effectively, we are helping the gospel message to reach people for the kingdom of God. Amen. This next weekend, we've got something coming up that we have the opportunity to involve ourselves that will print Bibles and get them into countries that are on the other side of the water where people can hear the Word. Can you imagine the blessing that you'll have when you stand before God because you are willing to surrender and to give how God has blessed you? See, you will either give to the Lord by revelation or today by reason. So don't waste the opportunity to be a good steward. Don't waste what God has placed before you today. And I close with this simple declaration and question to you. Can God count on you? And I preach a pretty stern message today, but I preach you the truth. Now, your choice is what you do with it. If you're lost, I pray you'll come and get saved. Would you bow your head for a moment? Carlton, I don't know Jesus as my Savior. I don't know today if I died. And see, death is no respecter of persons. It comes to all people. Some at an early age, some at a middle age, some at an elderly age. But it's a certainty every person's going to die. And the difference about your eternity is whether you've given your heart to Jesus, have you? Pastor, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm saved. I'm not saved. Pray for me today. I'm going to ask you to do one simple thing. Just slip your hand up. I won't embarrass you. I won't do nothing to hurt you. I'll just keep you in my prayer life today. Just slip your hand up right now and say, pray for me. Now, as Christians today, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to do anything, but right now as a congregation, stand to your feet. If there is in your life today that you could steward better and you want to surrender your all to God and say, Lord, I'm not coming to get saved again. I'm coming to surrender everything to you. I'm serious about my walk. I'm serious about my relationship. If there's going to be a blessing in your life, it's going to come when you come to the place of surrender. Can God count on you? Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that hearts will start moving, feet will start moving towards this altar. That, Lord, we'll come and desire a closer walk with you. That, Lord, we will come seeking you and calling upon you. Maybe there are folks here today that's got struggles and trials and issues and difficulties. I'm glad that you're God who can take all of that and change it today. Help us right now to come. Will you come right now in the name of Jesus? Come and say, Lord, use me. Come, use me.
Have you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program today? If you have, we'd love to hear from you. Write us a letter, Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, that's two words, Blue Ridge, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Or email our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, the letter A, then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Thank you and have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.